We are back here. I mentioned to you before that we have an incredible host and guest. I guess not. I'm not an incredible host. I'm just a host. But we have an incredible guest with a really cool story. Bob Alexis, you are the founder of BackseatReviews.com.
That's correct.
And I guess right off the bat, I want to kind of start and prime the story with how you came to be sitting here. I don't even remember. I might have been leaving this show. I can't remember what the deal was. I was leaving this studio trying to grab a train home. I had the weird fortune of hopping in the taxi cab of a very famous taxi cab driver in Chicago named Cowboy Cab. And I hop out of that because I missed the train and I hit up an Uber and you're the person who literally turns a U-turn right in front of me. And I get in the car and I go, "How you doing?" And you go, "Hey, how you doing?" And 2 seconds later, you're talking about this Backseat Reviews. And I was like, "I know you." I went from one famous cab driver to one famous Uber driver. And it's one of those things that, there's a lot of people in Chicago. And as an entrepreneur and a person who talks about startup companies, for me to hop into the cab with someone who's also an entrepreneur was just incredible. So right off the bat, why don't we start with what is Backseat Reviews, and then we'll kind of get your story a little bit.
Okay. Backseat Review is a Chicago Uber recommendation site. And how it started, you want me to start?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me how it started.
I flunked retirement. That's correct. You heard it correctly. I flunked retirement. And my wife, Jennifer, and I, we dine out. We try to dine out maybe a couple times a week. And I decided that I needed something to do. It just from a mental standpoint, I was just bored. So I said, I'll drive for Uber because it's flexible. You could drive however you want. And she says, "Well, if you're going to do this, be productive and find us more restaurants." And being married for a long time now, when they said be productive, you listen. So what happened is I listened to her and I start asking my Uber passengers what restaurants they like.
And this is just for personal use,
right,
because
you started personal. I had no idea.
You guys
idea
like to go out for dinner, so you're just
right,
trying to
no
find
idea
cool places.
I'm trying to find restaurants, staying good, being good with her. So I start writing it down in this book, and people start asking me what's in the book. And they start taking my book, and I realized after a week and a half, I had something. So I decided to start Backseat Review. So it took me about a year to develop and launch Backseat Review. First of all, you have to have enough restaurants.
Yeah.
Second of all is I needed to have how do we do it? So the bottom line came out to number one is you could only vote for a restaurant in the backseat of my car at this point in time. No. Number two is you have to have eaten at the restaurant. And the third and most important thing is that I need for a restaurant to be listed on this exclusive list of Backseat Review, I need to have a certain amount of positive reviews. Now, I also have a system that if I get a negative review on a restaurant, we have a formula to take care of that. And then what we have also is that if the for each restaurant to stay on for a calendar year has to have a certain amount. So
here's one of the things that is interesting to me and probably everybody else here. You are very systematic about how you go about this. And I have heard more pitches than I wish to even admit from people. And I'm sitting in the back of your Uber listening to you tell this story to me. And I'm thinking, and you even caught me. I was looking on my phone. Like, you're probably looking up backseatreviews.com right now to see if I'm real.
Yeah.
Because most of the pitches from people are just crazy. They say crazy things. And when I listened to you, I was like, I was halfway double checking, but I was truly just looking at me like, man, you have to have had a big business background because you know this way too well. And so here comes the piece.
I've always been in medical devices, and we've had a lot of startup companies. I've been always associated with startup companies, and you got to be very, very focused. I mean, that's really the key. I almost consider this like if you're sailing a ship. And I want to go from here to Saugatuck, and I got a small business that I am starting. And in sailing, you can't sail directly into the wind. So I'm looking at this, and I may have to go a little to the right, may have to go a little to the left, but I always have to keep focus. I want to get to Saugatuck, and I may have to change the sails a little bit and so on. And I see people in startup businesses and small businesses, they don't stay focused, and they tend to go all over the point. Yep. And you really, Saugatuck would be where I want to end up. and I have to figure out how to get there. Then I put my team together, and usually, if sailing, you have a navigator. You have certain people, and you
sure.
put those teams
you have
together.
To have all the different team yeah. players and members and role
exactly.
players.
But you got to have a good base to begin with, and yeah. that goes back to backseat review. Because what I did from my business background and so on, when I took it to backseat review, my goal was to make this as pure as possible and not to list all the restaurants. I just wanted the best of the best, and that's where we came out with.
Yeah, so in case you're wondering, you found out a little bit more about Bob here. He's also an avid sailor.
Yeah.
This is going to say, because there's absolutely no way that you know all these places as well as Sagatok. Is that what you're
Sagatok.
Sagatok. You're in a map connoisseur and a directional yeah. champion.
Well, if my wife, Jennifer, will tell you for all the sales, for all the money I've spent in sales, she could have the best wardrobe in the country.
I have no doubt. So this is, you know, I guess one of the other things I want to kind of get into two pieces here at one time, which might be a little bit complex, but if you've listened to the show, which you said you started listening, I have sort of a sporadic nature about it. The first part is, you know, no offense, of course, but you're not a spring chicken. You're
no,
not,
I'm not.
like a young kid entrepreneur, which people
no,
are used
I am
to
not.
Seeing. And what I loved about that and why I wanted to have you on specifically was that anyone listening, there's no age limit to having a great idea and executing.
You That's can, correct.
If you come up with a great idea, you should act on it. If you can do it, go for it.
Exactly. You know, this is, you know, like in what they say, the golden years.
Yeah.
And I plan, we plan to take this nationally. This is such a great concept. If you think about it, backseat review was set up for several reasons, and it, you know, you have to plan for it. But it was set up, number one, to expand your dining horizons. And what I find out in Chicago, talking to the Uber riders, and first of all, I got to say that the smartest people in the world sit in the back seat of an Uber car. You're a class example, a case. You're right there.
I mean, that might just ruin your test case.
Well,
there,
you may have brought it down a little bit.
Down a little bit.
But anyway, so the point being is that no matter how old you are, it's how you feel.
Yeah.
And my goal is really, this thing is so pure that I really take it. And backseat review is, when I talk to the Uber riders, they tend to either be in River North or they tend to be on Randolph Street or in Bucktown, and they stay in those restaurants. Our goal is, there's so many restaurants in Chicago, go out and explore them.
And that was the second part that I was going to hit on with the comment, okay. was that you are also building a site, but it's more than that. I don't know how to frame this the right way, but you look at a lot of different review things, whether it's Yelp or whatever it might be, or write-ups in Chicagoists and Thrillists and things. One of the things that's kind of a challenge is that you have one individual person who's reviewing and saying, this is good. I was found this nice little gem in Bucktown. That's great. And then on the other side, you've got reviewers that are totally anonymous. And so they just sort of like, meh, I don't know. And here is backseat review. There's you and people. You have a system, so people have to have said this restaurant 30 times for it to get on the list. And then after that, they have to be follow up again. And like, where do you rank it? And then you're giving people places all over the city. So I guess my main thing here is to have something like this that's driving around the city. You literally are finding the fabric of Chicago and providing people who could be from Chicago and just have no idea, or outside of Chicago, whatever, like the inner workings of our city. And that to me is something that, unless you had created this riding around in an Uber, I don't think you could provide this kind of experience anywhere. I just don't think you can't invent something and just sit on top. You have to be driving around in it, and you are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very important because it's like a bulletin board. It's like Jim is telling the rest of the world where Jim eats. I happen to be the conduit of it, okay?
Yeah.
And that's absolutely how it absolutely works. And that's what we want to do and take it out through the other cities as well with Uber drivers.
Well, we're going to be keeping up with you on this, and I'm sure that you and I will figure out a way to showcase this more often because this is the coolest thing ever. The two last things before we head out of here, where do people go? Obviously, backseatreviews.com. Are you guys on social?
Backseat Review, singular.
I'm sorry, yeah, backseatreview.com. Sorry.
Singular.
Which also blows my mind that domain was available. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, but I looked at this and I decided I'd call it Backseat Review. I looked at the domain names and there it is.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it until after I had it, you know, I got the Backseat Review.
This is the coolest story. I swear to God, this is amazing. And the last thing, of course, is... how is there any way people have a better chance of getting you as your Uber driver? Where do you float around the city so that people can get in that car?
wherever my customers take me.
The restaurant, outside of your nearest restaurant, I presume.
Well, that's the thing with Uber is you just never know where you're going to end up. I usually start in the Loop and in River North.
Very cool. Bob, thank you so much for taking the time here. This has been absolutely fantastic. We'll be back after the break to learn a little bit more about how future college students can sell equity in themselves with Nathan Popkins. Wait a minute. Turn on the radio.